Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've talked to a number of you and gotten to know you. I think it's important to tell you right now, though. You guys may, like, individually feel a little broken, but you guys won.
We attack our fellow citizens as traitors if they're born in another country or they don't look like us. And God help us.
Yeah, what does acting without acting mean?
It just means that, you know, you don't want to see the actor at work.
Right.
You want to hide the technique. It's acting. It's doing the job. It's the craft. So you hide the actor's effort.
But you're still acting.
Yeah, of course you're acting.
Right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There is a reason that Nancy Pelosi is the most disliked elected official in America.
It's clear at this point that Nancy Pelosi has cherry-picked the members to serve on this committee.
Hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They hate us because we is us, and what we is doing is terrible.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Oh, do I have to watch this BS on Fox? You guys won. Kinzinger chokes up during hearings. How about I put it a different way? Kinzinger chokes during hearing. Kinzinger gets bone in his throat. Good Lord. I mean, beta males. I don't know. I mean, do you have to wear it on your sleeve? You know? Suck it up, man. 207 says, these Capitol cops should hang their heads in shame. It's called police work for a reason. I was a trooper during the 70s, and I went to the Harvard riots, it seemed like every other weekend, and I don't recall any of us needing counseling a year later or even a day later. Yeah, I mean, I covered some of the later Boston riots. I mean, I missed the biggest group of Boston riots, but later, you know, when Darrell Williams got shot in Charlestown, and there were a ton of riots. And I remember getting kicked in East Boston and, you know, watching mobs come after people on City Hall Plaza, you know, and holding them off with a screwdriver. That's a white mob. And the Seabrook riots, when they were, you know, having cops, state police or from all six New England states coming in and hitting people and throwing tear gas. And, you know, I'm not making myself out to be like a combat veteran or anything, but it's just stuff you go through as you in life. You know, sometimes you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you gotta put up with some crap. But geez, I mean, to make it the end of the world, I mean, they're really making a farce out of a post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, you throw in AOC there, too, in that category. And Andy Kim, not the one who sang the great rock tune, Rock Me Gently, the guy who gave his suit to the Smithsonian, the suit he wore when he was picking up garbage. Oh, you know, the guy who was taking Lee Harvey Oswald out of the Dallas PD jail that day when he was shot. He gave his suit to the JFK Assassination Museum in Dallas. And that was a suit that was fascinating to see. I read the whole thing on it. Some guy who'd gotten too fat to use it had given it to him a few months earlier, and that's why what he happened to be wearing. But, I mean, the thought that Andy Kim's suit is going to be some kind of historical artifact. I mean, who are these people trying to kid with this nonsense? 844-500-4242. You know, if we weren't talking about this beta male outburst today at the Capitol and about the CDC trying to lay the groundwork for restoring lockdowns, mask mandates, social distancing. And speaking of beta males, people like Charlie Parker going out and and getting all choked up about their unnamed friends, we would be talking about other issues. You know what one of the other issues we would be talking about? We would be talking about the price of gasoline, okay? Can we have Senator Tim Scott talking about a real issue that really affects 330 million Americans? Cut 21.
On Monday, I was getting ready to head to the airport, stopped by a gas station to put gas in my truck. $2.85 a gallon. So I literally said to myself, I can't remember what it was late last year. So I looked it up. Same gas station, Sproul Avenue, North Charleston, $1.99 a gallon last fall. Today, $2.85. Senator McConnell said it's so important. Literally during the midst of the pandemic, since then, Americans have seen a 3.5% increase in their wages, but inflation at 5.4% is an actual reduction in the take-home pay of everyday Americans.
Amen. And Biden gets out there and says, oh, yeah, oh, if they get more money in their pocket, it'll be for the good. Like the prices are staying the same. So Tim Scott lists off all the inflationary increases here. Cut 22.
How do we see that? Well, we see that inflationary effect. Rental cars, 87% increase year on year. Used cars, 45%. Gas nationally, 45%. Laundry machines, they make them in Samsung in Newberry, South Carolina. A 45% increase. Airfare is 24%. Moving expenses, 17%. Hotels, 16%. Furniture, 8%. Bacon. God knows we love bacon, even in our pizza. 8.4%. TV, 7%. Fruit, 7%. Shoes, 6%. Literally, the staples of American life are increasing exponentially. And that's before the inflationary effect of this next COVID, so to speak, relief package.
Well put. And, you know, you're not going to hear that many places. Maybe you'll hear it on Fox, Newsmax. Oh, wait, maybe. But it's, Adam Schiff cried today. Oh, he cried a lot when he was in middle school, I dare say, when they got pushed into the locker and they stomped on his lunch and they gave him a wedgie. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr, how you doing? The mayor Newark, again, he wanted to shut down Newark area. He say all September, all the kid coming back, you have to wear the pamper in your face. Every student has to wear masks. What the hell going on?
You know what's going on, Mr. Garcia. You can't be surprised by what's happening, can you? I mean, New Jersey may be even more screwed up when it comes to masks than Massachusetts.
Yes. And you say no gym until further notice. Those kids need to go to gym. I see a lot of young kids, then overweight. Almost a lot of kids. And we need gym, we need exercise, and we need to, people can, all the kids can jump and run and go in the gym. And I don't know what the hell going, I tell you, this mayor gave me, I'm very pissed off. I'm very mad.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope everybody's angry about this, Mr. Garcia. Did you ever get your shot? What were they? They were offering free beer or a free shot, right, in New Jersey?
Yeah, in my blog, they have a free hot dog and burger last week again.
A free hot dog. Wow. Second prize is two hot dogs.
a plain hot dog.
A plain hot dog. You have to pay extra for French's mustard. Ugh. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Howie, I was just thinking of something. I'm going to try to pierce the middle. But why would anybody want to be a cop today?
I agree, Brian. I wouldn't want to be a cop.
Not, you know, I'm not from your perspective, but I'm just saying we're going to have a shortage of cops.
Yeah, I think they're having a lot of these places are having problems across the country are having problems recruiting cops, and the cops that are on the job want to get away. I mean, there's no upside to making a stop. You know, you're gonna be accused of someone's gonna run a cell phone camera on you, and you know, you're gonna be accused of various high crimes and misdemeanors. It's just a no win situation. I mean, a lot of the cops, I know they've been, you know, if you're a Mass State cop and you've been in for 30 years and you're looking at a 6-figure pension, I guess, you know, you can get out. But who would go into it now thinking that you could, you know, you're not going to get into trouble for the 20 or 30 years you need to get the big pension that's going to set you up for life and set you up in Florida. I agree. Thanks for the call, Brian. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified, cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether commercial, residential, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. You can listen to Waylon Jennings. And are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. Are you sure Hank done it this way? Hank would have loved Raycons, I dare say. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you go along with any new mask guidance?
No, I won't.
94% say they won't either.
I'm as angry as Mr. Garcia. I didn't even get offered a hot dog to take my vaccine. Not that I was looking for a hot dog. It's been a long time since I had a hot dog. Let's see here. Do you remember a guy named Jewel Jones? He's a state rep from Michigan. He's from Inkster. I guess it's just one of the in suburbs to Detroit. And he was arrested in April after his black Chevy Tahoe drifted in and out of lanes on I-96. He was accused of struggling with troopers after the crash and allegedly told officers he'd called the governor and that he had oversight of the state police budget. He was so dumb that he blew he took the breathalyzer, .19, that's 2.5 times. Well, he just filed his semi-annual spending report with the state government. $221 at a strip club he spent. Pantheon Club describes it as the oldest and most established gentlemen's club in Michigan. He said that he told the Detroit News that the club had great lamb chops. That's why At least he has stones. You know, he has more to say something like that. He has more stones than Adam Schiff or Adam Kinzinger did today. Chutzpah might be a better word for it, I guess. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, Howie. So thank you for having me on. I just want to make a couple comments. I have a lot of friends that are police officers, okay?
Yeah.
And their father used to be some police officers. Now with their children, like, they don't want them to be police officers anymore, which I don't blame them. They've been there for like 25 years, so they can't wait to
retire,
get out of it. Yeah, right. You know, and I just want to make another comment. I'm willing to defund the police officers, okay? If all these buffoons, these politicians, we take away all of their security, all their capital police officers, all their fences and everything, what about then? What are they going to do?
Well, they, you know what they do, Billy. There was a story a couple of weeks ago about how much money they're spending on their own personal security, whether it's they're cutting the forces, the people that are patrolling the neighborhoods in the cities, they're adding to their own personal security at their houses or their mansions or their city hall details. And even as they make it impossible for cops to do their job, they refuse to take responsibility for the fact that crime is rising. Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, the lightweight mayor of Chicago, who is a total disaster, and the city is convulsed with violence. She listen to this. Listen to what she's blaming the crime in the nation's second city, or it used to be the nation's second city. I guess it's the third city now. This is Mayor Lori Lightfoot on crime in Chicago. Cut 20.
Why do I think that this is happening in this moment here in Chicago and perhaps also across the country? To me, all roads lead to COVID. When you think about public safety is really an ecosystem. Public safety isn't just cops on dots, meaning police officers occupying spaces in high crime areas across the city. Every part of the public safety ecosystem was crushed by COVID. Our county partners, the prosecutor, the courts, the jails similarly retreated. Our Cook County court system for criminal trials still hasn't fully reopened 16 months later.
Was it COVID that hauled that Puerto Rican couple out of their cars on the west side after the Puerto Rican Day parade and killed them?
Rochelle Walensky was right. COVID has outsmarted us. It's learned to use guns.
Did COVID shoot up that party bus that pulled over to the gas station in Humboldt Park last week, wounded 8 people? Is COVID the one that's shooting up these summer parties trying to beat the heat at night? Did COVID kill 7 people in Chicago over the weekend? Wow. Yeah, you're right. COVID is outsmarting everybody, I guess. Andrew, you're next with What weapons does COVID prefer? Do the COVID like a semi-automatic or the old-style revolver? Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Great interview with our duly elected president the other day, by the way.
Thank you.
So we're back to the Capitol riot was instigated by white supremacists again. So having been in the city that day, I'm curious exactly when they're going to get to the point where they discuss all the Americans who were Asian, Hispanic, LGBTQ, who are all wearing MAGA hats, or all the businesses that were waving to all the Trump people.
Yeah.
And
they've kind of retired the white supremacist angle. Didn't they require? I don't think they mentioned that today very much. I'm not sure, but thanks for the call, Andrew. The overarching motif of the day and all this entire hearing is Trump. Orange man bad. Trump did it. Trump must be brought forward. This must become the third impeachment trial. Liz Cheney was actually saying today that he has to be brought in as a witness. Okay. All right. We'll be right back. We'll be talking about the new pension bill in the state legislature. If you haven't read it, it's amazing. I'm Howie Carr. I'm bemused by these headlines on the Fox News Channel today. The next new one is critics fear mask edict undermines vaccination effort. You don't say. Whoa. Why would you get it? Why would you, if you were on the fence, why would you get a vaccination if they're going to still tell you to wear a mask? What's the upside? So they're telling you the vaccination doesn't work is what it boils down to.
Biden says he's going to announce new efforts on the vaccine push on Thursday.
On the vaccine push. Well,
What more incentive can you come up with? $1 billion?
Right.
Is he going to promise that your student loans will get eviscerated if you take the vaccine? I'll go for that. You want to take away my student loans, I'll take the vaccine.
If this were really that deadly a threat to people, would you really have to be offering on one hand a carrot and on the other hand a stick to get them to take the vaccination? Hell, did they have to round people up at gunpoint to get them to take the polio vaccine? I don't think so.
That's why I'm holding out for student loans. I was no dummy.
This is just crazy. By the way, if you want to read some of the stories that we've been talking about all day, we post them every day at 12 o'clock on Howie's Homework. You can just get them. Just check it out there. All the stories are linked. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and you can get the don't click on store. You can click on store and buy some great material, but right at the right on the front page, you'll see Howie's Homework, and you can check out the stories that we've been talking about all day. And they're easy to find if you want to post them somewhere or forward them to somebody. Go to HowieCarshow.com and check out Howie's Homework. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
A couple things, Howie. Like you said, if it was really that deadly, would they be keeping the borders open, allowing people to come here and then bringing them to the cities of Boston and Quincy?
That's another good point. We haven't talked about that for a couple hours. Yeah, if it's so deadly, why are we letting in people who are testing positive for COVID? And we used to keep them locked up south of the border. And now we don't even make them get a vaccine before we send them into the heartland of the United States. And it's not like they're there to come up with a cure for cancer. They're not gonna do anything other than become wards of the state and Democrat voters. Although I think it was interesting yesterday what Trump said during the interview when he said they don't need to bring them in to steal elections. They're already good enough at stealing the elections. They don't need any new people to steal the elections. It's just, he said, it's just in pure incompetence that they're letting them in, and beyond that, it's hatred of Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump, wanted to keep the country safe by keeping the border secure, they're damn well not going to do it. Thanks for the call, David. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, Howie, with all this mandates and shutdowns, all this is going to do is mess up the landowners that are from renting to these deadbeats that haven't been paid. They're all on the giddy up, and the restaurants that have been shut down, places that you and I have eaten,
I know,
for years, and they're all gone because of this BS, and they're gonna keep it up because this is their way. Besides the 2022 election. But this is, if they can control us and ruin the election and do what they've been doing, they're coming for the guns, Howie. That's, if they can get away with freedom of speech, they're taking people, the ex-president of the United States off a tweeter, so he can't even speak to us unless he has to go on Fox News or on your station.
Yeah, I know. I know. I wish he could get back on social media. I mean, I read the stuff that he sends out, the emails, but it doesn't have the same immediacy. And you know, he hasn't got 70 million people on his email list like he had on Twitter. You know, thanks for the call, Bruce. So this was a story that came last week. I mean, this is classic. I guess I should set this up by saying that back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, I heard about this thing. They used to have a system where when there was a snowstorm, this was back in the 30s and the 40s in Boston and Cambridge, and probably Somerville or around the greater Boston area, they needed people to dig out like the MTA and the streets, and they gave politicians a number of what they call snow buttons, and so they could hire their own little hacks that were mainly teenagers and people, you know, young men, and they would give them a snow button, and you would shovel all day or till the snow was off the tracks or the street. And then you would turn in the snow button and you would get paid a certain amount of money. So this went on, this ended. Tip O'Neill wrote about this in his autobiography. I don't think he controlled it. Someone that in Cambridge controlled it, North Cambridge, where he lived. And so in the 40s, this ended in the 40s, this system, it was Knocko McCormick or Johnny Kerrigan, the city councilor from South Boston. It was the mayor briefly. They were the one. Knocko, Mr. McCormick, can I have a snow button? Sure, kid. You know, it was a way to keep the organization going. So somebody filed legislation in the 50s or 60s and said, it was crazy. Anybody who could produce evidence that they, and they were public workers, and could produce evidence that they had worked and gotten before 1939 or 1940, if they worked before then, they could get all the money back that they'd paid into the pension system and still collect their pension. So all these hacks that were like 50, 60 years old suddenly started coming up with these, here's the proof of my snow button from Knocko McCormick or Johnny Kerrigan. And I should get, and they worked. All these people were getting all their pension money back, and the rest of us were getting stuck paying the pensions. So this is like, there are probably not very many people who even remember this. And I just remember reading about it. I didn't live through the days or anything like that. But imagine my surprise the other day. Massachusetts bill would boost pensions for pandemic government workers. So if you claim that you worked in not from your house, but you know, you went to work, you're going to get to add an extra 3 years to your pension.
Can I get me a COVID button here?
Exactly. And you know, the thing is, I was talking to a guy today who runs an office. I'll just leave it at an office in state government. He said, well, they can't run that on me because we keep pretty good records. And I say, it's not like they're going to file tomorrow. They're going to file in 10, 15, 20 years. And they're just going to go and say, hey, pal, come on. I could use the extra 3 years. Come on, give me a break. Do you think any of those people who were getting the pension refunds on the snow buttons actually worked digging out snow? Hell no. None of them did. And it's going to be the same thing here. What a scam. And then they're saying, well, it's only for the people who actually worked, but it's not going to be for the people who actually worked. All the people that were filing these messages on Instagram and Facebook and tweeting out saying, you can't send us back to work, it's deadly. And again, as I said earlier in the day, a lot of them were sending those messages from Cancun or Acapulco or the Virgin Islands. And they were just on vacation for a year. And now they're going to claim that they went to, I went to the school one day. Nobody remembers it, but I went to the school one day. Look at this gas receipt. Look at this gas bill. And it's just such a scam. The bill would credit workers with 3 extra years of service for their pensions when they retire if they worked outside their home sometime between March 10th and December 31st of last year. Jeff Beckwith is the executive director of the Mass Municipal Association, and he's a former legislator, so he knows how the hackerama works. Said the bill is written so broadly that it would likely benefit a large share of the more than 300,000 state and local workers in Massachusetts, including some legislators. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it would benefit between 90 and 98%. That would be my back of the envelope guess. Beckwith said, there is zero analysis on how much this would cost. There is a 100% certainty that this would be unaffordable. So, in other words, and a lot of people, we started writing about this in the Herald a couple of days ago, and people are calling and say, I worked every day. I work in the private sector. I worked every day. Everybody I work with worked every day. We actually could have contracted some virus. It probably wouldn't have killed us, but we were at risk of contracting it. Do we get any extra pension money? Do we get to retire 3 years early on Social Security? But people who had a year off are now going to get an extra 3 years on their pension. Greg Sullivan is another former state rep, and he's a former inspector general of the Commonwealth. He's the research director now for the Pioneer Institute in Boston. He estimated that the change would likely add billions of dollars to the state's pension costs over time. Sullivan said that he calculated that it would likely increase University of Massachusetts System President Marty Meehan's pension by nearly $800,000. This guy Marty Meehan has been a lifetime hack. He was a congressman for a while. Before that, he was a coat holder for the Secretary of State, Mike Conley, known as the Secretary of Space. He makes $660,000 a year, so he's already looking at a pension of over $400,000. This is going to enable him to jack up his pension even more? Even more? Sullivan guessed it could be worth tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars for most other workers who qualify. God, more than half of state lawmakers have already signed on to the bill. You know why? Because they're going to get money themselves. My Zoom wouldn't work that day, so I went into the state house for that one day. Now give me an extra 3 years. Is this amazing? 844-500-4242. Beckwith said there is zero analysis of how much this would cost. There was 100% certainty that this would be unaffordable. And Beckwith is complaining because his members run their own pension boards in many cases. There's over 100 state and local pension boards in the Commonwealth. And they're all going to get slammed. And the people who are going to have to pay this extra dough are the taxpayers. In many cases, the property taxpayers, or if it's a state pension fund, your state income taxes will be paying for this nonsense. And it's nonsense. You're rewarding the people who had a year off. They've had the last year off, and now they're going to be rewarded for having the last year off. Ugh. 844-500-4242. What do you think of them apples? A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you is take your Raycons with you. Just hearing that Waylon Jennings makes me think I'll be playing some Honky Tonk Heroes on the way down with Grace on Friday to the Cape. It's great. Grace
is going to be wearing the Raycons. You or her?
I'll be wearing the Raycons this time. I'll get, because I don't know if I can get uninterrupted Waylon on the satellite radio, so I'll have to wear the Raycons. She can listen to Taylor Swift or whoever. See, this is the thing. If there are two people in the car who don't share the same musical taste, you need somebody to have Raycons, and maybe you need both of you to have Raycons so you don't bother one another. Whatever you're in the mood for, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference this summer, whether you're headed to the seashore or the lakefront, or just the woods, whether you're just taking a long walk, the Raycons will make the journey more pleasurable. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great. They feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And, it's only 2 hours down to the Cape, but Raycon can handle any number of trips back and forth here in New England because they have 24-hour battery life. That's a lot, before you have to recharge. Wherever you take your Raycons to work or to workouts, again, on vacation or to the job site where you are, they are an absolute must-have for your daily grind in this summer of 2021. Listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Another wry headline on the Fox News Channel. Mask backtrack. CDC updates recommendation. Updates? How about flip-flops? CDC flip-flops recommendations for fully vaccinated people. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. 774, is the new pension policy going to apply to Billy Bulger too? I wrote about this a couple months ago. Billy Bulger's wife, Mary, died a couple of years ago. And when he had the survivor's benefit, I think they call it option C or something like that. You take a reduced benefit so that the surviving spouse gets the money after you die. As soon as she died, he changed it over to just no beneficiary, because you can only, because he's not married anymore. So the only one you can give it to is a spouse. So he went from a $200,000 pension that he had when his wife was alive to a $272,000 pension now that his wife is dead. I don't know of any private sector insurance policy that you can do that with, where you can change, they always tell you, I thought that, you know, you have to make that decision, and, you know, that decision is set in stone. You know, you either have a beneficiary or you don't have a beneficiary, but you can't change it. But Billy Bulger was allowed to change it. And they say I checked with the retirement board, and they said it's for all state employees, not just hacks like Billy Bulger. 844-500-4242. How about all the trashmen and DPW workers who work through the whole thing? Well, you know, you could almost justify it for them, but again, they're not going to be the prime beneficiaries. They're making $40,000 a year. The judge who's making $180,000 a year and hasn't worked, and I mean that, it hasn't worked in 18 months now, he's going to put in and say he went to there one day and he's going to get an extra 3 years. 844-500-4242, 917. I've said from the start that the COVID victims fund is going to dwarf the 9/11 victims fund. The one last thing before we go back to the phone lines, you know, the other thing this is going to mean is if they really jam through another lockdown and all that, they're going to claim more compassionate releases from the prisons. So some of the people who were let out on the first compassionate release and then stole from the PPP funds for businesses, now they're going to try to get out again. And some of them will get out again. And they'll probably start stealing again. Charles, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, Howie. Last time we had to wear the masks for just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve, and we ended up wearing them for a year.
So right.
Now there is no curve, but they want us to wear them again. How long is that going to go for?
How long are you planning on living, Charles?
Yeah, no kidding.
The over under is at least till the 2022 midterm elections, so that they can have mail in ballots to their heart's content. That's the least this one's going to last once it gets revved up and going. And now they're promoting the Lambda variant is coming in from Central America. I wonder who's spreading it. And from Central America, a new variant is coming into the country. I'm gonna have to think about that one. Who could possibly be spreading a new virus from Central America? All across the country too, it's landing. Wherever the welfare offices are. I'm Howie Carr.